I think we want to thank God for what we have received so far and how God has spoken to us and the direction we are receiving. So let's thank God. Let's thank Him. Bless Him for this session as we start. Speak to God. Talk to Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Say thank you to God for all that you are receiving and how He uses you mightily and greatly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thanking Him. Thanking Him. Thanking Him. Thanking Him. Thanking Him. Blessing His precious name. Thank Him for the word. Thanking Him for the impartation of His Spirit. Thanking Him for direction that is coming. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Makaba shaba di labakashtaya. Malabakapa. Pado libakapa. Labadisti. Namiago sadiata. Lariadishtea. Thank you, Jesus. Makaba tosasta. Praying and thanking Him. Praying and thanking Him. Praying and thanking Him. Makaba shikataya. Maladi bala badi bala bakalaba shanda laba diba kaba laba diba kaba laba haba yaba. Yabaziste, Lariasta, Lalioste, Nakalia, Dima, Kapa, Laba, Hina, Laba, Yanda, Laba, Rabiadosh, Demiange, Sadiato, Nata, Laba, Himalaba, Yes, Mashanda, Laba, Kapa, Pledimaka, Statalia, Skatalia, Nahasti, Nahasti Doma, Nabledeshte, Madi, Makapa, Laba, Diha, Atadasti, Atadasti, Atadasti. Thanking Him, preparing yourself for more seeds to be thrown into your heart, to be sown into your heart, that you be fruitful to the instructions you are receiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mashaba dalaba diba kapa. Madalaba diba doba sindolaba diba kapa. Yandalaba diba kapa. Laba ki batasa. Pray that God will soften your heart. That God will soften your heart. That your hearts will be fertile grounds for every word, for every message. You not be stubborn. You not be forgetful. You not be thorny ground, stony ground. But all that you are hearing will become fruitful. Fruitful. That you, that no one expects and thinks of you, someone can be fruitful, will be that one that God will use mightily. Pray the Lord soften my heart. Soften my heart. Soften my heart. Make me receptive. Make me ready. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. You can use me, Lord. You can use me, Lord. Pray to Him. Tell Him that you know nobody thinks highly of you. Nobody thinks you can do it. But you are the one that He can use. You are the one that He can use. You are the one that He can use. Thanking Him. Pray, Lord. Soften my heart. Soften my heart. Soften my heart. Use me, Lord. Work through me, Lord. Work through me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless your gracious name and your blessed name. We exalt your name today. Use us, Lord. Thank you for the great work that you have begun, Lord. Thank you for this prophetic teaching and instructions that we are receiving, Lord. May we become fruitful. May every word that is being spoken to us happen practically in our lives, Lord. May Italy grow. May the Italian church grow. May the church in Italy grow, expand, multiply, increase in Jesus' name. Shout a marvelous amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Take your seats in His holy presence. Hallelujah. I believe that God is speaking to us and God is instructing us. You know, these are times where you are very privileged to be here. These are times that the words that you are hearing is what God wants you to hear. You know, you must actually feel special that God is telling you that I want you to be a savior for men. Others are hearing other things. Others are hearing other messages. You, God is instructing you that this is what he wants you to do and this is how he wants you to be. So it's a great privilege. Tell yourself that I am special.
I am special.
And God is giving me special instructions. And I believe that next time we gather here, we are going to be 1,000. We will not be less than 1,000. We won't be less than 1,000. Several of you here are going to be ministers and pastors. Today you are here alone. By the next camp, you will arrive with your congregation. How many of you believe that you're going to come with your congregation? You're going to come as a captain of 50, a captain of 100, a captain of 10, a captain of 20. It will be you. It will be you. You'll be that one. If you remember, the first highlight we heard of the Great Commission, sit down, was to go. To go. There has to be movement. To be a savior of men, there has to be movement. It's not going to be a film show. It's not going to be a drama. It's not going to be something that is being acted. You have to move. So long as you stay where you are now, you can't be fruitful. You can't do it. You have to go. You have to move. You have to work. And it's an instruction. It's an instruction that even would make God even bless you more. It will make God happy with you. God will be very happy with you when you do what he's saying do. And the instruction, it's been there for years. I'm sure we've read it several times. Several times we've read it. Go, 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 go. And then we talk about going instead of going. But talking and preaching about going is not the same as going. You see, as Bishop is talking to us, as he says go, then he starts listing the places that he has been and the places that he's been ministering, the campaigns that he's been having. So it's like what he's saying to us, he's been doing it. He's been doing it. So as you are there and you are clapping and cheering on to a beautiful verse and a nice verse and a nice message, the next question you have to ask yourself is, where can I go? Where am I going? What am I going to do? Otherwise, you are becoming a disobedient child to God. And you see, we read it. Matthew 6:33. Nice verse. All these things shall be added. All these things shall be added if only you have the heart to put God first. That God, you are the main thing I want to do in life. Every other thing shall be added. Then we shout amen. But sincerely in our hearts is God number one. Are his instructions number one and the main thing that we want to do? If it is, next time we come here, you'll be a captain of 100. Because you would have moved. You would have moved. You see, you have to tell your pastor, that pastor, I beg you, let me go. Allow me to go. Allow me to do something. I really want to do something. Allow me to do something. Because if your pastor cares about you and really understands what we are sharing here, your pastor will let you go. He will let you do something. So tell your pastor, Pastor, please, I want to go. I would like to go. I don't want God to be angry with me. I don't want God, when he looks at me, to be irritated. I don't know that you've given someone instructions and the person didn't do what you said. And usually, like Bishop said, usually the instructions are very basic and very simple. It's like, I just want to do this one thing. Just do this one thing. Just do this. When you don't do it and do every other thing, you actually become an irritation. When the person sees, it's like the person feels irritated. I remember once I was going somewhere and somebody asked me a question. We're going to have a program. And someone asked me a question, said, about a month to the program, asked me a question. Should we have a video recording of this thing? And I remember my response was one word, N-O, no.
A few days to the program, the person asked me the same question again. Oh, the people said they want to record. I said, no. When I entered the hall, what was the first thing that I saw? A camera. Not only was there a camera there just recording, but it was live on Facebook. I just said, this thing has to be put down or I will sit down. And I realized that, as bishops, I remember that experience, that what I felt towards the person was dislike. It's like, you, I don't like you. I don't want you. And he's saying, that is how God feels about us. As we are saying, he's saying, go. That's what he said, his last word. He said, go ye therefore. Just do this. Just go. And we are there, not going. Organizing programs. Having conventions. Pouring oil. People falling down. We have falling down. We have rolling. We have vomiting. Many years ago, somebody said to me that she said she's not coming to the church again. I said, why are you not coming to the church? She said, there's no power in the church. So I said, how is there no power in the church? She said, she's been coming to the church for some months now. She's never vomited. So there's no power. She said, she needs to come and vomit. She wants to vomit. She wants to throw up. Then she'll know that, yes, there's power in the church. So there's vomiting. There's rolling, there's spinning, there's falling down, but we are still in the same church. We are still there. So God is appealing to us today. Please let us go. Let us go. Let there be movement. Let there be movement in Italy. Let there be more movement. You know, I mean, to have what we have now, it means that people have moved. But we can move even more. Even more. Even more. This hall should be too small for Italy church to fill it. It's not like we haven't done well. We have tried. But we can even do far better. Far better here. When the Swiss people say they are coming, we tell them that we beg you, don't come. Don't come. Go back and eat chocolate. Go and eat your chocolate. When the Londoners say they are coming, tell them that they should save their money. As they have come sitting here answering questions as though they are from Italy. You tell the Germans that they should also go and build their 1,000. Everybody should stay in his corner and do his work. And do his work. So the message is, go. God wants us to go. We are in the mode of going. We are going. You see, understand, not that conventions are bad or evil, but we are going higher than conventions. Higher than conventions. When you see a convention, you attend, but you know that this is not the main thing. The main thing is to go somewhere. Plant a church, teach the church, grow the church, save souls, let souls be saved, no heads become oiled. Heads that have become oiled. Some of us, we know ourselves, we've been oiled many times. Sometimes, even after the oiling, the things you do on the same night. Same night with the oil. You don't even bath to wipe the oil off. If you become focused on soul winning, saving souls, establishing souls, planting churches, you will not have time and energy for a lot of things. When your heart is turned on this, that we are saving souls, I'm a savior of men. savior of men. Your energy, everything turns into the work of God. So our first highlight is what? Go. How many of us are planning on going? Will there be a going?
Yes.
And when you go, will you stay?
Yes.
Or after when you start working, you say that God has touched your heart for something else. The second highlight was what?
Power.
Power. God will provide everything.
Amen.
As long as you start going, God will provide everything.
Amen.
You will see the crowds that will gather. The people that you will have. And that's the power of God. That's the power of God. You see, our understanding is being upgraded on how we value what we call power and what we describe as power. God is showing us that there are things that are more powerful than people that are spinning and people that are rolling and people that are throwing up. There's greater power. So you will see, like, even when you have your 1,000 members, you have more people to spin, more people to fall than having 20 people. So you see the power of God. Then you see God's provisions. God will provide for you. God will take care of you. God will bless you. The husband you are looking for, he will be there in the service. He's in the 1,000. And the beautiful wife you are looking for, she'll also be around. So God will provide. You will see the mighty hand of God and the power of God as you step out. Why don't you stand to your feet as we welcome Bishop to the microphone.